Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 28, 1804. Day 15 of the Voyage of Discovery. Camped on the larboard side at Deer Creek. The entry for today, day 15, is very short. The captains were doing inspections and making latitude and longitude calculations, measuring water depth, and all of the procedures ordered by President Jefferson. This was a very quiet day. Clark wrote the following.
Rained hard all last night. Some wind from the southwest. One deer killed today. One man fell in with 6 Sioux Indians. Unloaded the pirogue and found several articles wet due to neglect. Some tobacco spoiled. River beginning to rise. I measured the river and found the Gasconade to be 157 yards wide. This day so cloudy that no observations could be taken. Examine the men's arms and equipage, all in order. Captain William Clark, May 28, 1804.
In the afternoon, the party waited to continue upstream until a group of hunters returned. When one hunter did not return, they determined to proceed, leaving one pirogue behind to wait for him. On proceeding, they heard several guns firing down the river, and answered by firing the swivel gun on the bow. The expedition was separated many times for reasons of exploration or hunting, and firing rifles as a signal to provide location was a standard procedure. Gary Moulton describes the swivel gun as a small cannon widely used by armies, navies, and fur traders in this period. As the name implies, it was placed in a Y-shaped mount that swiveled, giving it great flexibility. It could fire one large solid shot or a number of smaller projectiles, and was therefore a useful anti-personnel weapon. The expedition also had 2 blunderbusses, likewise mounted on swivels. These were large bell-mouthed shoulder weapons, used with buckshot like a heavy shotgun. Monday, bearskins and pelts with the Grand Osage.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Music courtesy of Makoche Records. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.